This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
We're all just stupid and need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Set up. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there, including giving me your email address. That's right. This is a place you give me an email address. Every week I send out one email, let you know who's coming on, you know, the topics are going to be discussed and that kind of thing. I'm going to put a call into retired General Paul Vallely and find out what the president can do for real. I want to hear about your military. I don't want to hear from you military advisors in the Facebook feed. What the president can do for real at the border with military troops. Because there is a real fine line to what he's allowed to do there and what he's not. I mean, military cannot, you know, they can't get actively involved with citizens there at the border. They can't get actively involved on our soil. Not like that, anyway. So we'll find out. Again, I'm no expert. I don't pretend to be one. I don't play one on the radio. I'm just going to find out for real somebody who knows. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. U.S. job openings hit a record high of 7.1 million. Right? That exceeds the number of unemployed Americans. That means, for the first time in a long time, there's more jobs available than there are people to fill them. Now, some jump right on there and go, see, that's why we need the immigrants. Well, not necessarily. Right? Because people are losing jobs every day. Places close down. This is a healthy thing to have. And this is what the, you know, certain visas are there for workers. We need workers in certain areas that we can't fill with the expertise that we have in this country. This is when it starts to make sense. It starts to come together. And according to a report the other day, the number of job openings in the U.S. rose slightly to a record 7.14 million in August, reflecting strong growth in the economy, best labor market in decades. Job openings topped 7 million in July for the first time. Now, this is according to Joe, right? This is MarketWatch putting this out. MarketWatch is a very extremely reliable source for information. President Trump was quick to tout the record level of job openings, though he actually cited a lower number. He cited a little over 7 million. I mean, whoopee ding, right? Close enough for government work. I mean, companies are making money. There is money coming in. People are getting raises. People are making more money. They're not working 32 hours anymore. They're working 40. See, people forget all through the Obama administration how job hours were cut back from 40 to 32. Part of that was because they didn't want to pay the big prices for medical care. Right? I mean, there were people that had to get two and three jobs. I always said the numbers were inflated because when they were looking at jobs that were being filled, how many paychecks were coming through and that kind of thing, there were people that were working two and three jobs. That doesn't mean the economy's doing great. If you've got to work two or three jobs just to pay the bills, that's a problem. The jobs still waiting to be filled, meanwhile, easily exceeded the number of people officially classified as unemployed. The government previously said there were 6.23 million people unemployed in August. Job openings topped the number of unemployed for the first time in March, based on government records going back to 2000. The gap is now widened to 900,000. Now, they're thinking that the job openings increased in government, construction, financial services, healthcare, and professional services. Now, that's according to our Labor Department. Again, not according to the world, according to Joe. Job openings declined slightly in retail, manufacturing, and restaurant business, though they were still at high levels overall. Well, they're declining because of that minimum wage. Right? Yeah. You know, again, retail, manufacturing, the restaurant business, they require, if you pardon me, a more lower-skilled person to work those jobs, and they don't want to pay them as much. And it's not a bad place to start. It's not a place to start your career, start your life. So 5.78 million people were hired last month. About 5.71 million people lost or left their jobs, including 3.5 million that actually just quit. You know, most people wouldn't quit their jobs. Remember, under Obama, we used to do, again, we did those stories frequently where people wouldn't quit their jobs because they were sure they could not find another one. They didn't think they couldn't find, they were sure because of how many people were out of work. The share of people who left their jobs on their own, known as the quits rate, was unchanged at a 17-year high of 2.7% among private sector employees. That's up sharply from 1.5% at the end of the Great Recession in 2009. You know, I mean, that could be a number of things, right? Sometimes people quit their jobs because they go to start their own business. I was unaware of this, but when somebody starts their own business, they're not seen as employed anymore, which is kind of weird, right? The quits rates tend to rise when the economy is strong. There you go. Workers feel more comfortable leaving one job for another. Job switchers often end up receiving higher pay, since companies have to sweeten the pot to entice them. I remember years ago when I was in the technology business, and I was pretty darn good at it, I remember having three jobs in a year because the sign-on bonus, you couldn't say no. Seriously. And it was just a big pot of money because they were looking for people who had those skill sets. We might be ending up in that same place again. The number of job openings was revised up to 7.7 million from 6.94 million. Back in July. Now, if you look at this, the big picture of the U.S. is on track. We're going to create 2 million new jobs again. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back more after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin right. While it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product. Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. I've been telling you for a long time how conservatives, they just get pounded on when it comes to what's going on in social media and other places like that. And you know what? There's plenty of us, some of us you know about, some of us you don't know about, that are actually involved in this on a regular basis. Every day we're losing listeners, we're losing followers, and that kind of stuff on Facebook and Twitter and what have you. So I've asked James Neighbors to join me. He's the founder of Conservative Activist Organization and Overpasses for America. And James, thanks for being with me.
I'm happy to be here. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Well, so far, so good. You know what I'm saying? Night ain't over yet. So, look, James, first of all, let's tell people a little bit about your organization. Tell people what Overpasses for America is about.
Well, what we are is a conservative activist movement that gets out on overpasses and street corners across America to deliver a conservative message to, you know, to the public. You know, we've helped political campaigns do this. But, you know, we started out in 2013 as a movement asking for the removal of Barack Obama as president. Obviously, we didn't succeed at that until we got to the polls in 2016. But you know, it enables conservatives to be able to speak to tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, depending on where they're at, for a very small amount of money. And so that's what we're doing. You know, we're trying to make a change for the better in America by reminding people of what America is all about.
Yeah, and there's so much noise, there's so much garbage going around. It's hard for people to focus truly on what's going on, focus truly on what's going on around them on a day-to-day, minute-by-minute basis. When you first came on during the break, I was talking to you about what you were talking about on your show. And you said the caravan, which is a great way for us to kick it off before we get into anything else here. Because I was saying tonight, I don't know what the president's going to actually be able to do. When he says he can get down there, he's going to send the guard down there. He's going to keep them from coming in. I'm not so sure it's that easy. Do you know, are you aware of what the law says about this? Are you aware of what he's actually able to do?
Well, I know that by the Constitution, the National Guard and the militias are what's technically able to operate in a military fashion within American soil. Of course, I was just reading today, it's something that came out a few hours ago, where he said he was not just going to send the National Guard, but the full-blown military. And to my understanding, the only way that the military could perform an action like that would be to cross into Mexican territory.
Yeah, see what I mean? It's scary, because this could be one of those times where he could be stepping on the line here. And I don't know if they go down there and support the Border Patrol. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it could be one of those times where, you know, we legitimately have a red line that we're not going to let anybody cross. And given the location, it would actually be called a line in the sand. But, you know, before President Trump even ran for president, and I believe it was back in about January of 2015, he was doing an interview where they asked him what he thought about Mexico and the Iraq War, and we should have never invaded Iraq, that we should have invaded Mexico because they're actually, they threaten national security.
Yeah, no, I hear you. There's a lot going on that I would do a little differently, but when you look at what's coming up, when you look at the group that's coming up, 7,000, now they're talking they were closer to 14,000. I was telling people, look in the crowd. Let's get away from the terrorist thing for a second. They're coming up here because it's so bad where they're living. They can't stand it anymore. They can't afford to feed themselves. Yet they're rolling out brand new flags from the country they're coming from. They have new sneakers on. Some of them have cell phones in here, taking pictures of the group from inside the group. You know, those backpacks aren't old and raggedy. A lot of that stuff is new. How bad were they suffering? I'm kind of confused here.
Well, that's my thing. I'm looking at these people that, one, they're able-bodied enough to march this far, even if they are riding a good portion of it on the back of a flatbed or what, or in a bus. But the fact of the matter is, if they're well-bodied enough or able-bodied enough to be able to walk out, you know, even a couple of hundred miles, they're certainly able-bodied enough to walk to their capital and demand change for the better, or don't even wait for the government, make the change for the better yourselves. Apparently, they were able to organize thousands of people for this. So why couldn't they organize thousands of people in their own country to make you know, Honduras great for the first time ever?
So let me give you what somebody sent me. And it says that, Trump proposes that U.S. military troops be deployed along the United States border with Mexico to control illegal immigration and maintain civil order. Okay, George W. Bush and Barack Obama both did the same exact things. But there's questions under the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act, okay, where they can be sent down there, but only to support the Border Patrol in controlling illegal immigration. The only way he can actually send them down there to take action on their own is he has to call for martial law. Now, I don't know if he's willing to go that far, What do you think? I'm just...
Well, the beauty about martial law is you could declare it for something as small as a city block. You know, when the Los Angeles riots happened, they actually did declare martial law in limited parts of the city. There was a sundown to sunup curfew, and it was strictly enforced. And if you didn't obey it, they arrested you.
Yep.
So it has happened before. And if we're only talking about a strip along the border, none of us would ever notice it, would we?
Well, I don't know where you live, and you don't have to tell anybody, but you're safer than I am because my understanding is they're being funneled or pushed towards the California border. Because, you know, our governor says anybody can come here. It's open to everyone. We don't care if you have papers, don't have papers, have a big MS-13 tattooed on your chest. We just don't care. Come on down.
Oh, I know you're absolutely right. Because from the November 2014 till January 2016, I actually lived in Orange and Riverside counties. Mm-hmm. So I'm very familiar with the problems you're having to deal with from having seen it with my own eyes. I talked to a principal out there, and she said that 90% of her students in the elementary school were illegal aliens. So imagine how much tax, how many fewer tax dollars you'd have to be putting out in your schools, and how much you could improve education for American citizens if 90% of the students in those schools weren't illegal aliens.
Well, and the problem when they come over like that or they're in here like that, see, I grew up in Boston. I grew up at a time when there was immigration coming in from Italy, and when they got there, we taught them English. They were buddied up. They were paired up with one of the kids who spoke English so they could teach the kids English, and those kids would take that home and teach it to their parents, you know, coming to the new country and all that. We don't see them.
Exactly.
So what we do now is we bring in a Spanish-speaking teacher, and we speak in two languages, or we're teaching two languages. That doesn't help.
No, it doesn't help at all. And if you just look at the cost in just paperwork alone, billions of dollars a year that we spend to pander to people that simply should be assimilating to the United States. And that's really what it boils down to is assimilation. If you're marching from Honduras, waving a Honduras flag.
Anywhere else but America, Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Erdogan of Turkey says Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi died as a result of a premeditated murder at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul. President Trump says he still wants to get all the evidence before taking the next step, adding that the Middle East can be dangerous.
You take a look. It's a rough part of the world. It's a nasty place. It's a nasty part of the world. But if what happened, And if the facts check out, it's something that's very bad. At the same time, they have been a very good ally of ours.
Hurricane Wilma is aiming for Mexico's west central coast sometime late Wednesday. The hurricane currently has maximum sustained winds of nearly 120 miles per hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
We're back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the labels, all the stuff that they've nailed us with over the years, and you've let them get away with scaring you about. The book teaches you how to move through it and actually put it back on them. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. James Neighbors joins me. He's the founder of the conservative activist organization Overpasses for America. James, thanks for being with me today.
You bet. Glad to still be here.
Yeah. I'm glad to still be here, too. We can keep fighting that way. Anyway, always, you know, James, it seems like it's gotten harder and harder and harder for us to get our message out. And there is a funny side to this. When you look at what they've done to us, you and me and many others on Facebook and Twitter and what have you, and taking away our inability to get the message out, we have always ruled the terrestrial airways. Conservatives have. Liberal radio doesn't make it. It doesn't cut it. It seems to be the only place that they're able to make it is on social media, and that's because they have the Zuckerbergs of the world helping them out, don't they?
Well, exactly. Exactly. If they didn't have assistance from people with a lot of money, they wouldn't get their message anywhere.
No, and I love it. What was it? FX radio, or what the heck it's called? This Sirius radio.
XM,
that's the one.
XM, yeah.
Yeah. They had what was it, Air America? They had a left-leaning station and a right-leaning station, and the left one never made any money. I don't know if those people are cheap, they don't listen, I don't know what the deal is, but that should be a hint, that should be a clue right there. On social media, you can hop on there, you can take swipes at people, you don't have to see their face. You know, I call them, even my loving listeners, I keep telling them the same thing. Do not be just Facebook warriors. Get off your butts. Get off the couch. Go out. Do something. You know, we're in the middle of an election cycle. What are you doing? What are you doing to help the right person get elected? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's really the important thing. And, you know, we were warned by our founding fathers that if we weren't active in what goes on in this country, we were going to lose everything that they fought for.
Yep.
And, you know, Benjamin Franklin said it best. We gave you a republic. Now can you keep it? Well, we're at that point. We're at the point to where we're going to find out whether Americans, you know, so many generations later, what are we, we're up to 26, 27 generations into the founding of this nation, And we're going to find out, I guess, just how watered down or how stout the American spirit really is. And we're going to find out in November.
But
we're
going to
find out in November.
I'm going to tell you something. I blame conservatives for this, and I'll tell you why. You think about the dumbing down of our kids. You think about where education is at today. You think about what our kids are being taught, not just in school, but I do stories about college every night of the week about what's going on there as well. Where are the conservative voices? Where are the conservative teachers? Where are the conservative professors? And I don't want to hear. I'm tired of hearing, well, you know, they're afraid to come out because the liberals pile on them. So what? Either you believe in what you believe or you don't, and you're willing to fight for what you believe or you don't, correct?
Well, that's exactly it. I can actually tell you what I believe anyway is the root of that problem is that so many of these Sunday-only Christians have taken that part of a verse, judge not lest ye be judged, and used it as an excuse to never do anything.
That's right. You're exactly right.
So they're using a Bible verse to commit the sin of sloth. So I wouldn't want to be them to answer for it. The fact of the matter is, if you read the book of Ezekiel in the Bible, it straight up tells us that we are not to stand idly by while we are overrun by evil. I'll let you, anybody listening, to go read it themselves. You'll be quite shocked with how we're actually supposed to behave as, you know, if you're a Christian. You know, and in conservatism, often most conservatives tend to be of a Christian leaning. And if you're not, well, congratulations for, you know, being a conservative at least.
Well, you know, it's funny because there's plenty of verses in the Bible that do tell us to judge, and I tell people that. We're supposed to judge what's right or wrong. We're supposed to judge what's good or bad. And the Bible says they will know us by our fruits, right? Not our bad fruits. They're going to know us by our good fruits. So there must be good and bad. If God talks about good and evil, there must be a difference between the two, right?
Well, exactly. And I don't remember the exact verse, but the fact is that if you see somebody sinning and you don't call them out and then they die without repenting for that sin and you didn't say anything, they aren't going to be held accountable. You will, and it's right in the Bible.
Yeah.
So
we're
actually commanded to be very vocal about people's behavior. And if we were doing that, we wouldn't have things like drag queens going to school brainwashing our kids.
You know, I tell people all the time, I say, look, you're not called to get up on top of a 15-story building and start screaming that your neighbor's committing adultery. That's not what we're saying here. What we're saying is, if you have a relationship with your other male buddy, okay, and he's cheating on his wife, and he's supposed to be a Christian and you're a Christian, you pull him aside and you say, bro, you know what you're doing is wrong. And that's the love of Christ. That's helping him get back on the right track, right? That's judging his actions is wrong.
And if you don't tell somebody and they don't realize, you know, or they've forgotten, they lost perspective, whatever reason, they no longer realize what they're doing is wrong, it's up to us to remind us, and I think all of us would want somebody else to do the same thing.
Hey.
Which kind of goes back to the golden rule, do unto others as you would have done unto you. If, you know,
yep.
Most people, if they're doing something stupid and don't realize they're doing it, would appreciate it if their friend would say, hey,
Well, I think, you know what, okay, but honestly, one of the commercials that really frosts my behind that I get mad about is when it comes on and says, are you in debt of no fault of your own? And I always sit back and think, who wrote that commercial? I mean, what was I, possessed? Somebody else signed my name to the contract? No, of course I'm in debt because I did it to myself. But when it comes to the adultery stuff, when it comes to things along those lines, I always say to people, look, you get sucked into this. And then maybe you do. You're just so deep into it, you start going, okay, well, I got no hope anyhow. And that's when we as brothers and sisters are supposed to reach out, help each other out. You know, kind of go slap, slap, hello. Do you really see what you're doing here? And you can bring somebody back sometimes from that. And I think that's the part we can. It's not so much a judgment like you're bad, you're a terrible person. It's, hey, bro, I love you. I care about you. What you're doing is not helping you, right?
Exactly. You're, you know, it's tough love. Sometimes telling people the truth is not easy, and it may hurt them for a little while. As long as you're looking out for them in the long run, that's really the important thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's not beating the crud out of somebody. All right. So I know you've probably had your finger on this or your pulse on this more than I have in the group that you and I belong to. We've lost many pages on Facebook. many followers on Twitter, and I don't know your own experience, but our experience with our website is it had been at one point in time so constricted that we were lucky to get 70. We went from a couple million views a month down to struggling to get what, like 60,000-70,000 views a month or something like that.
Well, yeah, that's, I've noticed basically it began back in earnest anyway. It was going on kind of in a minor sense before, but it really, December to January of 2014 to 2015, I noticed a 90% drop in my website traffic from December 2014 to January 2015, at which point, approximately 6 months later, they actually blacklisted my domain. So I had to get a completely new domain name for my website. That was just Google. That was Google AdSense.
Yep.
Facebook has really, I think they assigned somebody to me, because it would be like clockwork every 30 days. I'd be in 30 days, out 30 days, in 30 days, out 30 days. The last time I was thrown in Facebook jail, just like a week before I was completely deleted from Facebook, they literally went back 8 years into my personal profile to find a political cartoon about the Obama stimulus, where the police were shooting a monkey, and I don't remember the caption for it, but it was out of the New York Times, and they called it hate speech and racism.
And you pulled it out of the Times, right?
Exactly, exactly. It was a New York Times, and you could go about on Facebook and look for the same thing and report it, and if it was a Democrat, you're looking at their profile, if it was a Democrat that had the same thing, they wouldn't do anything about it. They said it doesn't violate standards, but I got 30 days for it.
Unreal. Okay, we're going for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. James Neighbors joins me, founder of the conservative activist organization Overpasses for America. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
And my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. And yes, there aren't any free rides. Somebody's paying for them someplace. All right, anyhow. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining me. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. Give me your email address. Look, I only send an email out once a week. I let you know what's coming up in the shows, the new sponsors, anything we have going on, and that's it. I don't inundate with you with the email. I don't believe in doing it. Also, there's a place that you can give me your phone number. We're starting to play around with text messaging and giving you an idea when we're coming on through text. Put that up there as well. Again, let me just bring him right back on. James Neighbors joins me. He's the founder of the conservative activist organization Overpasses for America. And James, again, thanks for being with me. Are you there? Can you hear me? Oh, perfect. All right. So I thought I hit the wrong button and let him go. What do I know? Anyhow, James, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it. Listen, you're kind of what's going on at Facebook right now, and they have cleared over 800 pages on Facebook, and I probably would venture to guess that 99.9% of them were conservative leaning. And they claim because it was, you know, they were misleading, clickbait, and they were spamming and putting out misinformation, that kind of stuff. But you're calling it more election tampering than that, aren't you?
Well, it's exactly what it is, and I'll tell you why that's what it is. Overpasses for America, as I explained earlier, We get out and we're political activists where people can see us. We were in the process of coordinating a nationwide campaign with the Walk Away campaign, the official Walk Away campaign, which is going to be having a huge rally in Washington, D.C. this Saturday. We were coordinating a huge nationwide rally for those that could not afford to go to D.C. to get out in street corners and overpasses, beseeching Democrats to walk away from their party. And obviously, if we were able to coordinate this to the degree that we were in the process of, I can promise you that we would have had a very profound impact on the elections, and I still believe we will, because fortunately, they did not kick off the walk-away Democrats, and they're still on Facebook, and we were in touch with them via phone. So while they may have hindered us, and they may have even crippled the overpasses movement itself, they have not stopped what's about to happen this coming Saturday.
No, I agree with you. I find this all amazing to me. And we gave them, again, I'm going to go back to blaming us over the years. We've given them way too much power. And we allowed them to get such a hold on us. I mean, what does Facebook have? A little over 2 billion active users or something like active pages?
Actually, it's kind of funny. They used to say it was 2.5 billion, and then they admitted they found a bunch of Russian fake accounts, and it was down to 1.5 billion. Now they've just gotten rid of a bunch of people. And honestly, you and I both know that most conservatives have a fake account because we keep getting locked down, or we did, right? So that is actually the one thing I did that they accused me of. I will admit to violating one of Facebook's rules, and that was only out of necessity because of tyrannical First Amendment censorship.
Well, James, we had what was it? Almost a year ago now, I think it was, with YouTube, right? So I get this email from YouTube, and it says that we have demonetized some of your videos because of a TOC violation. Now the problem with that is I don't know what that TOC violation was. You know, I'm not going to read the 600 pages to find out what it was, right? So when I decided to sit down and actually go look at that email, they didn't demonetize some of them. They demonetized all of them. I mean, seriously. And I'm going, wow, that is amazing. And you can't get a hold of anybody to really tell you what you were doing wrong, what was there. Because, again, a TOC violation when you have 600 pages, I'm not going to go looking for it. It's not going to happen.
No, and nobody in their right mind would. I mean, nobody reads those terms. And, it's, you know, even South Park lampooned that, and, you know, with the I Sent a Pad episode. So if you want to go watch something funny about terms of service, go look up South Park I Sent a Pad, and you'll get it real clear. The fact is, though, what they're doing on social media, you know, I've been shadow banned on Twitter now for over a year. The only people that get anything from me at all are courtesy of people that forward things of mine or retweet things of mine. And thanks to those friends on there, I'm actually able to get a little bit of a message out. But, you know, what Facebook's doing, it's wrong on every level. And the beauty of it is, though, is that there was once upon a time another social media called MySpace, and it was the biggest thing out there, and everybody loved MySpace. And then one day, there was one scandal too many, and now we have Facebook.
Right.
Facebook thinks they're immune to scandals and people believing. Well, they're sadly mistaken because there's other platforms out there.
You've seen it happen.
Three that are very good are Mumblet.com, Spreely.com, and InfinitySN.com. All three of those function pretty much like Facebook, and you can say anything you want as long as it's legal.
Well, all right. So you got a bunch of conservatives now that are kind of, this has really hurt a lot of us in getting the message out, not made it impossible. I'm blessed because we're on quite a few stations across the nation, so we can still pretty much get a good portion of our message out. But, you know, the numbers are much bigger on social media. What do we do? How do we help each other out? How do people help us get involved and make a difference?
Well, right now, I know that there's a class action lawsuit being formed against Facebook for this, and I'll have the news for that on 048news.com tomorrow, where you can go to help out with that. So stay tuned for that. I don't have the information yet. I'll have it tomorrow. But the big thing is, in lack of social media, if you were on a page on Facebook that published news from a website that you liked, go find it on the internet. They'll find that website on the internet and copy paste their links onto your personal page there on Facebook. Help them fight back a little bit by posting what the people that were banished. Because the people that were banished weren't fake news. I mean, I have no doubt that out of 800, some were, that there were some that took, you know, clickbaiters and things like that. But I myself, as one person, one publisher, and one person on Facebook, know of no less than two dozen completely legitimate independent news sources that were banished from Facebook simply because they were delivering a message that was contrary to what Facebook wanted the public to see. And what they're creating is a giant leftist echo chamber. So if you value your senses, you'll leave Facebook because the only thing you're going to be seeing on there is fake news media.
You know, I am like torn with all this stuff. I think that we can go to some of these sites, but now there's so many social media sites. Remember, the reason, you know, how many other sites were there available when we switched or people switched from MySpace over to Facebook? It wasn't like there was a half a dozen out there. And we all have a different viewpoints now of which ones to go to. Like, I know so there's some people pushing, what is it, MeWe and One Way. I mean, there's a whole bunch out there now, and it kind of waters down the. I won't say waters down, makes it less effective for you to get the message out unless you hit every one of those.
Right. And really, what Facebook is doing, if you throw aside like direct political effect, like recent or new, what it's going to do is exacerbate the divide in America because. Now, Democrats will have this echo chamber where they can say whatever they want on Facebook and never get any competition. And the conservatives, if you haven't left Facebook yet, and most haven't, but when they eventually do because they get tired of getting thrown in Facebook jail or watching their friends get thrown in Facebook jail, and they leave, what's going to happen is you're going to have Democrats talking about communist stuff on Facebook, and you're going to have conservatives talking about how to stop communist stuff on the others. You know?
Right. Yeah, and again, we really, this is something I've been screaming about for a long time. We need to coalesce behind each other. We need to come together and make a conservative, consistent push to change these things. We just, James, I'm one of those guys, I've probably been doing this as long as you have, like 9 years, and I've been watching what's going on, and my biggest disappointment, month after month after month after month, is we are great Facebook warriors. We are great talking about what we're going to do. But how many people, and you don't have to mention any names or anything, but really, how many people do you know in a conservative movement that are willing to take the shot that they might give up their job, that they might have to give up something to help push it forward? And sometimes, as you know, doing your show and I do my show, do you not sometimes feel like you're the only one out there at times?
Well, that was actually the entire reason I started Overpass for America to begin with, because I genuinely was afraid that I was the last patriot left. And I started it on a prayer, hoping that I would find others out there. And, I got to tell you, I was pleasantly surprised and very happy to be wrong. But you're right. The curse and the blessing of being a conservative, patriot, constitution-loving American is independence.
Yep.
We love our independence, and the cursed part, and we're good at doing it. We're good at standing on our own. Oh, this is strong-willed and difficult to work. We don't play well with others.
Now, James, we're up against it. Quick, tell people where they can find you.
I am on Mumblitz is my primary location. MUMBLIC.com.
Right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tomorrow night, guest hosting for me is your favorite, Kimberly Moran. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Head over to the website, realside.com. Find out more about me, the show, and what's going on in the world. I'll catch you later. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.